my name is Liz, and we are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Can you please tell me, is your age between 21 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or over 65?
21, 29.
Hello?
21 to 29.
Thank you. And what is your gender?
One more time.
What is your gender?
Male.
Okay. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me just your best guess. Know that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once or twice a year.
Thank you. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, or weed, or concentrate in any form? Never, tried once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Tried once or twice.
Okay, thank you. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, tried once or twice a year, once or twice, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Daily.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. If you don't agree or disagree, let me know. For each statement, I will ask you, also ask you for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. Most adults in your community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree, or neutral?
Just agree.
Okay. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Strongly agree, agree, neutral, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Let's go agree. Do that one.
Okay. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Neutral.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Neutral.
Okay. My community should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Neutral.
Okay. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree.
Okay. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Neutral.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
Okay? Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Neutral.
Okay. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Neutral.
Okay. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance to Minnesota laws.
Neutral.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Disagree.
Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Okay, vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Okay. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Disagree.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think that we should adopt and or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Neutral.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Neutral.
Okay. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota laws.
Neutral.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota laws.
Neutral.
Okay, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Strongly agree.
Okay, most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Okay, and the last one is, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you're not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you think alcohol, such as beer, wine, how often do you drink alcohol, such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never? Tried once or twice a year, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a week.
Thank you. And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form, other than medical marijuana prescribed for you by a doctor? Never, try once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Never.
Okay, thank you. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never, tried once or twice, once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Daily.
Thank you. And now just a few final questions for you. So far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or material that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
A few times.
A few times this year? Okay.
A few times a year, yeah.
Okay. How would you describe yourself, American, Indian, or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian, Black, African American, Hispanic, or Latino, or white?
White.
Thank you. And as a token of our appreciation, the Substance Prevention Education and Action Coalition will donate $5 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. Rangers supporting Rangers, Community Scholarship Foundation, or Forest Lake Family Pathways.
Family Pathways.
Okay. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and patience. I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.